Let's talk a little bit about you both are involved with the Republican Party. And as we go into Monday, obviously, President Trump has some, you know, strong, really no stiff competition. So will you guys be caucusing on Monday?
Yeah. So even though, you know, there's not much competition in the Republican side of the ticket, there still will be caucuses. Republicans all across Iowa will still go out 7 p.m. Monday night and caucus in their local precincts. And that's what I believe the Trump campaign is trying to do right now, is really spurn that turnout, show the support for President Trump across Iowa, and make sure that we have a good showing on caucus night.
Let's talk a little bit about President Trump. Why do you think he is so strong here in Iowa?
I think personally that President Trump does really well here in Iowa because of the agriculture, which John can probably touch on a little more. He's a big agriculture guy, but the farmers love to hear from him. He did a great job at the rally, really targeting that audience and making sure that they felt heard. I think that we've also in Iowa seen such positive trends in the job market booming. People are getting more jobs. You know, the economy is just doing so well that Iowa's also feeling that, you know, as well.
I think President Trump does really well in Iowa, for all of those reasons. And I believe that he really also is just very effective to talking to middle America, talking to blue-collar workers, and being able to relate with them. You know, when it comes to the economy, we are seeing a lot of great job growth. We're seeing a lot of great economic growth, which is always great for, you know, an incumbent president in an election cycle. And on top of that, with agriculture, you know, he has a great record of decreasing regulations for farmers and for businesses. He has a good record with his trade deals coming out with the USMCA, opening markets, and making sure that farmers and all those blue-collar workers feel heard. And that's probably one of the biggest reasons why he's able to do well in states like Iowa, states like Wisconsin, and even states like Minnesota. He's doing fairly well in all of these Midwestern states, and I think all those factors contribute to that.
The students here at Drake and the Republican Party, we talked a little bit about agriculture, but was there anything else that really drew you guys in to the Republicans and President Trump?
Yeah, so Drake University held a mock caucus on Monday night, letting students practice caucusing, but also just to, you know, get a feel for where young college students were. We did a Republican caucus, and President Trump won that pretty overwhelmingly. And then the Democratic side was very interesting because what happens in a caucus is you align with your candidate, and then you have to reach a viability threshold of 15%. And quite a few candidates reached that, but by the end of the night, Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg were the only ones who ended up getting delegates and keeping their viability threshold. No other candidate reached that threshold. And a really interesting point is that Senator Sanders had a pretty, probably about 20, 25 students who were in his group, aligned with him, but once they didn't reach that viability threshold, and in that realignment period, which happens after everyone aligns with their candidate, 18 Bernie supporters actually walked out of the room instead of deciding to realign with a viable group, which is very interesting to see that they really don't have any allegiance to the Democratic Party. It's Bernie or bust, and that's, you know, unfortunate in my opinion for the Democratic Party. I'd be frustrated to see that they're not really adding voters to the party. They're not invested in the future success of the Democratic Party. They're only here for Bernie, which can have huge implications caucus night, and could have huge implications when it comes to the general election, if he gets nominated or if he isn't nominated, if they just decide to walk away instead of coalescing with the future candidate. Senator Sanders can say all he wants, that he's going to support the future nominee, but his supporters at the mock caucus didn't. And they were very invested only in supporting Senator Sanders.
I think I was attracted to President Trump as a young Republican because he's really shown that he's not afraid to say what we're all thinking. He's not afraid to stand up for what he believes in, even if people don't necessarily like to hear it sometimes. And that's a quality that I really look for in a president. It's the first time we've really seen that. Sometimes the carefree mentality can turn people off, but I think that as a young person, that's really what we're looking for, is someone who's just not afraid.
Yeah, I'll comment on the young Republicans as well. I guess I think, you know, it's really a unique experience that we get at Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa. We really become the epicenter of American politics every 4 years when the caucuses come around. And no matter which side of the spectrum or where on the spectrum you are, it's a really exciting time to be part of politics because you get to see these candidates up close. You get to have interactions with them that no one else in the country gets to have. So that gets people excited. No matter where you lean, I got to see President Trump and Mike Pence on Thursday, but I also have been able to go to countless Democratic events and get to hear those people speak, those candidates speak. Even though I don't agree with them, it's still a great experience, and I think that is overall what makes young people excited to be at a college like Drake University and in a place like Iowa, especially during the caucus cycle.
Do you think the impeachment trial is going to hurt him at all going into the election?
I think he said it himself at the rally, and I'll say it again, I really don't believe that it's going to hurt him. I honestly think it's gotten people fired up. It's made people excited and really rally behind him. I don't know if the left is really planning on that happening, but it's gotten a lot of Republicans very excited to go out and vote, excited to work on his campaign, volunteer for him, and I think it hasn't done anything to hurt him.
When it comes to impeachment, I think that, yes, it's definitely fired up his base, but I also think that in general, I'm not sure that people are really paying attention to the impeachment. It's been baked in for quite a few months now, what's going to happen. We knew the House was going to impeach him. The House has been trying to impeach him since he took office in 2017. And we knew that the Senate was going to acquit him or is going to acquit him. So it's all baked in my opinion. And I don't think that this impeachment trial has America's attention.
All right. Now let's talk about the Democratic field. Who, ideally, in the perfect world, would you like President Trump to go up against?
It's a really interesting question, trying to pick who, you know, would be best for the Democrats to pick and the most, you know, advantageous for Trump to run against. And I think that's what all the Democrats are talking about. You know, they keep talking about electability and, you know, they want to pick the person that can beat him, obviously. I keep telling Democrats that, and this might be hometown bias, but I think that the best person that can do well against Trump is Amy Klobuchar. If you look at the Minnesota electoral map, she does really well in all counties in Minnesota and counties that Trump did well in. I think when we talk about, you know, winning back Middle America, that Amy Klobuchar can talk to Middle America, and that's who I would be most nervous about if I was the Trump campaign, which is why it's surprising to me that she hasn't caught much fire as she would like, I'm sure. You can see that she, you know, has started to gain some momentum. Unfortunately, impeachment, as we talked about, kind of stalled that a little bit because she hasn't been able to be in Iowa to take advantage of these, you know, newspaper endorsements and this momentum that she's kind of gained. When it comes to who I think Trump would do the best against is a far left candidate, whether it be, and I think that all the Democrats are starting continue to run to the left. But if the Democrats are going to pick someone like Elizabeth Warren, especially Senator Bernie Sanders, I think that that should be very alarming to the Democratic Party, just because with the economy doing so well and with the way that with the economy doing so well, it's tough to pick a candidate that's going to take us on a completely 180 when it comes to the economy. And I don't think that socialism and a lot of these policies that the Democratic candidates bring up are going to speak well to Americans. A lot of Iowans might not always like the way that Trump talks. They might not always like the way that he conducts himself. But when it comes to the ballot box, I think that we know what he has brought to the country, and people will get past that and vote for him because of the economy, because of jobs. I just think that a candidate like Elizabeth Warren, like Bernie Sanders, would not be very effective in their messaging in a general election.
In some of our classes, we've looked at polls. We've looked at some of the polling just here in Iowa. From what some of our teachers are showing us, I would say that I've seen a trend in Iowa liking Biden. However, I don't think that's the trend here on campus. I think that the young people, at least here at Drake, are really liking Elizabeth Warren, really liking Bernie Sanders. And it makes sense for a college campus. I mean, everyone exploring their different ideas and whatnot. But I think as a whole, Iowa is not a college campus. So not everyone is loving those far left ideas. I think that's a young people mentality. And I mean, as a Republican, I don't agree with that. But you can really see students here getting involved with those two candidates in particular. So it's interesting the difference that Drake has versus the state as a whole.
Living in Minnesota and being in Iowa when it comes to politics, anything that's different or anything that jumps out in your mind?
I mean, Iowa is truly the political hub of the Midwest. I had never experienced politics like this before I came to Drake, and it's given me opportunities that I truly could never have anticipated coming about. John and I have had the opportunity to meet Mike Pence twice now. We got to sit in on a round table with him, and that's just opportunities that normal college students in the political realm don't get to experience truly. I think that we also here at Drake sometimes take for granted the fact that we have seen so many candidates now. That's something that I'll talk to friends back home in Minnesota and their jaws drop. That's not what they're expecting to hear me say. So we truly do get these opportunities that I'm going to look back on in 20 years and I won't even be able to believe it happened.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that Drake University in particular is probably one of the best college campuses in the nation to be able to experience politics, whether it be the caucuses and elections and being able to play a central role in advocating for a candidate or just, you know, being in the capital city. I'm a clerk in the Iowa Senate. I get to work for a senator. I get to, you know, I've had all these different opportunities that have come from going to school at Drake that, you know, I came to Drake from Minnesota knowing that I wanted to do politics, but I didn't know the extent, as Riley said, that I was going to be able to or have to lean into the political atmosphere. At Drake, you don't have to go and find political opportunities. Those opportunities find you, especially as a young person. And I'm very fortunate to be able to come here. Minnesota will always be home. I love the state of Minnesota, and but when it comes to the political atmosphere and the political experience, Iowa is definitely where you want to be if you want to lean into those opportunities.
Are you both going to go into politics, or you know what I mean?
So I'm a political science major. I'd like to go to D.C. for a little while. I'd like to work in a congressional office probably and probably do ag issues. After that, it would be great to work for any Minnesota congressmen that are listening out there, I'd love to work for your office. I'd love to, you know, get back to Minnesota politics in that way and then network back to the Midwest, whether it be Minnesota or Iowa, and work on ag policy from there. Once again, that's probably a niche answer, just with my interest in ag policy. But yeah, I'd like to get out to D.C. for a little while and then definitely come back to the Midwest. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wanting to end up in political commentating in whether that's radio or television. Anyone who's looking to hire us, we'd love to. this is such a great opportunity. We really do appreciate it. And this is kind of where I would like to end up in something like this.